It's the show on 91.5. I'm Steve Goldstein along with Phil Latzman.
Raising the minimum wage will be a hotly contested issue here in Arizona this November.
And voters in Flagstaff could be asked that question not once, but twice at the ballot box.
The group Flagstaff needs a raise as they've collected more than enough signatures for a proposal to raise the minimum wage from $8.05 to $15 an hour by the year 2021.
Meanwhile, the group Fair Wages and Healthy Families has submitted statewide signatures to ask all Arizonans whether to raise the state's minimum to $12 by 2020.
And joining us now is Joe Bader with Flagstaff Needs a Raise. So, Joe, why does Flagstaff need a raise?
Well, first of all, we think it's, wages have been flat in this country for over 30 years, as has been pointed out numerous times. In Flagstaff, we have a poverty rate of 25%, and children living in poverty is around 28%. About 25% of the jobs in Flagstaff, that's 14,000 jobs, pay under $10 an hour. This has been a chronic problem in Flagstaff, given the fact that it's a tourist town, hospitality industry, which traditionally have low-wage jobs, and the minimum wage has been raised only slightly over the last 10 years.
It may create some confusion, though, because on the same ballot this November, there is likely to be an initiative asking statewide voters whether to raise the minimum wage in Arizona. So is that going to be confusing for those in Flagstaff?
It's hard to say. I think in the end, the citizens of Arizona and in Flagstaff are going to win no matter what happens. We think that people will vote for higher wages. We think they'll vote probably for both initiatives. We've been working on this in Flagstaff for the last year and a half, and we think that we have a loyalty among the voters in Flagstaff towards our efforts. They know the people that have been out there gathering the petitions. They follow the newspapers and the social media, and we think that they will vote for and support our initiative.
Governor Doug Ducey has threatened to penalize cities that enact their own minimum wage standards. You're going to face a lot of resistance. That's one of those things that's going to be right in your way. How do you handle that?
Well, I think people are used to the governor issuing threats now to cities. Unfortunately, in this case, unfortunately for the governor, there's nothing he can do about the fact that the state law in Arizona now protects the rights of cities to set its own minimum wage and benefits as long as it's higher than the state minimum wage. And that's protected by the Voter Protection Act of 1998.
Joe Bader is with the group Flagstaff Needs a Raise. On the other side of the minimum wage debate is the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, which calls both proposed increases terrible ideas. Joining us now is the Chamber's Senior Vice President of Government Relations, Garrick Taylor. So, Garrick, why so terrible?
Well, the sort of dramatic minimum wage hike that is being proposed both statewide and at a local level in Flagstaff is really poised to do a lot more harm than good. People at the very bottom of the career ladder and those who are outside the labor market trying to get in are going to have a much harder time thanks to this dramatic hike in the minimum wage.
The minimum wage hasn't really seen a significant increase in many years, proponents say. Would you say that any increase would be fair? And if so, what does the chamber feel would be a fair increase?
Well, there's two issues here. First of all, the Arizona minimum wage is already above the federal minimum wage. In fact, Arizona's minimum wage is adjusted annually depending on a hike in the cost of living. So the idea that Arizona is somehow lagging far behind, that just doesn't wash. The second issue is that an alternative minimum wage proposal was presented in the legislature this year. That proposal did not pass, which unfortunately leaves us with two bad options at a local level in Flagstaff and at a statewide level.
As you alluded to, it was a statewide voter initiative in 2006 that puts the current state minimum wage law in place. It does allow counties, cities, and towns by ordinance to set their own minimum wage and benefits within their boundaries.
Right.
That's what Flagstaff is trying to do, and it's what Governor Doug Ducey tried to take away from them. As you said, it failed in the legislature this past year, but should local municipalities like Flagstaff be able to set their own minimum wages?
When cities take a go-it-alone approach, it's really terrible public policy. What you could end up with is a crazy quilt of wage policies across the entire state, and it puts a significant burden on businesses that are operating in multiple jurisdictions. The idea that you should have to calibrate wages depending on zip code is nuts. And what Flagstaff is poised to do, if they advance this $15 minimum wage idea, is put up a big close for business sign.
Garrick Taylor is Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Garrick, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Phil.